Thanks, Emily.
Good morning, York University. So good to be with you all this fine sunny morning. Very happy to not be soaking wet at 10 a.m. Let's stand up and sing together.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart: His wounds have paid my ransom.
But this I know with all my heart: His wounds have paid my ransom.
I stand to praise You, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak.
light the fire in my soul. Fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been. So light the fire in my heart again. I feel your arms around me as the power of your healing begins. You breathe new life right through me like a mighty rushing wind. Light the fire, light the fire in my soul. Fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been. So light the fire in my heart again. So light the fire.
Amen. Please remain standing for our prayer and scripture by Jamie Watts.
Would you bow your heads with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day that you allow us to wake up and walk around your creation. I'd like to send a prayer for people that are in hospitals right now, are sick or injured, that you would touch them, that you would put your healing hand upon them, and just give their family and them sustainability. I pray for this campus, the faculty, the staff, and the students, that you will give us all the strength to continue to persevere through each day, although it may be hard. I just thank you for everything that you've done for us. I pray that you would continue to guide us and lead us through your Holy Spirit. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Scripture today is Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. You may be seated.
Happy homecoming week, York University! And happy 90s Day to all of you who are celebrating, especially to those of you and those of us who actually remember the 90s. Today, however, I don't really have to introduce anybody to you, because the people we're going to be hearing from today, you already know and love. You know them and love them so much, you put them on our homecoming court. Let's give it up for the 2025 members of the York University Homecoming Court.
One, two, three, let's go!
Hey, my name is Reagan Bryant, and I'm your freshman representative for the 2025 Homecoming Court. In what ways has YU positively shaped your character? YU has helped me form various close-knit friendships due to its simplicity. A piece of advice I would give my former self when starting college would be just to not stress too much about having everything figured out right away, because college is just a journey of self-discovery, so just have fun.
YU, my name is Eli Netting, and I'm your freshman representative for the 2025 Homecoming Court. In what ways has YU positively shaped my character? YU has already done so much for my life. It has opened new relationships with my friends and has already created so many memories with so many new people. Baseball has been a huge part of that. Everyone is very hardworking and determined, and I'm excited to grow side by side with them in times of success and in times of failure. All around, I'm just excited to be around those guys. along with creating new relationships with friends, this experience so far has also made my relationship with God the closest it's ever been. Having that close relationship with God has brought clarity and given me a clear headspace when a focus when I need to. Academically, I feel the most seen I have in a long time. The relationships and helping hearts of all the professors is like none other. YU truly is special. What is one piece of advice I'd give my former self when starting college? My advice I would give myself was to get involved earlier. Without getting involved, I would not have made all these connections and relationships I have made. Being involved has opened new doors to fun and exciting opportunities to have on campus and has already made an impact on my experience at YU. Get involved and you will not regret it.
Hey YU, my name is Erica Tesford and I am your sophomore representative for the 2025 Homecoming Tour. So before coming to York, I didn't really know Christ at all. And on my visit, I visited in like April, I just fell in love with the environment and it really pushed me to start going to church. And I did that and I actually got baptized about 2 months before coming here. And ever since then, my faith journey has grown insanely. And it's so great to be in a spot where there are so many like-minded people who are just so filled with the Holy Spirit and you feel so comfortable here. And yeah. So before, I couldn't tell you a single person who is not friendly here. Everyone is just so welcoming, and I know it's cliche to say, but seriously, York feels like my home away from home. Since I've been here, I've been involved in Greek life, cheer, and golf, and it's been definitely interesting, and it's helped me build my confidence and helped me meet so many different types of people. I've loved every bit of being involved. One piece of advice I would give my former self when starting college is seriously take advantage of all the events and like random side quests you get invited to. No matter how much homework. You can always wake up earlier and do your homework and just go out and have fun and meet new people and get the full York experience.
Hey YU, my name is Eli Nutting and I am your sophomore representative for 2025 Homecoming Court. YU has been a great place for me to grow my faith and build lifelong relationships with others just like me. I love YU for the opportunity it has given me to build not only my academics and athletics, but to grow in my faith and become a better follower of Christ. For those just entering college, my advice would be to get outside your comfort zone. Be willing to meet new people and try new things and build those connections. Thanks, YU.
Hey, YU, my name is Lily Carr and I am the junior class representative for Homecoming 2025. YU has shaped the person I am today through the classes and opportunities. I've been blessed to grow my knowledge of Christ through these classes and they have helped me learn how to read scripture and understand the concepts and how they apply to us today. I have also grown socially by being the president of Delta, and it has given me the position to meet people that I normally would not get to meet, and it has helped me grow my leadership skills and creativity. If I could talk to freshman Lily, I would tell her that college isn't just preparation for life, it's also a part of life, and you need to take the opportunities and advantages of the fun events that this college offers.
Hey YU, my name is Sean Smith, and I'm your junior representative for the Homecoming Court 2025. In what ways has YU positively shaped your character? YU has shaped me in every single way. I know in the classroom, being able to pray before we begin class and learning through the Bible as our resource and our textbook, to be able to learn that academically and spiritually in the same time, in the same class, has shaped my character in a way that I've learned that education can be founded through Christ-centered education. Whether you're a senior or freshman, what is one piece of advice you'd give to your freshman self? I would say cherish the relationships that you have. Those are lasting And I believe that that community can help you through college in whatever ways you're going to go after this. But while you're in it, it's amazing to have friends and that become family during your time here. Thank you.
Hi, YU. My name is Reagan Branham, and I am a senior candidate for 2025 Homecoming Queen. One of the ways that YU has positively shaped my character is that it has helped me to become more of who God created me to be. And it's helped me to learn the importance of mentors and also just gain a lot of confidence, whether that's becoming Reggie so my club Beta and X could win Songfest, or learning how to dance competitively for the first time, or taking any class from Dr. Hardy. I've learned to gain a lot of confidence in just who I am and the way that I learn and grow. And so that's one of the positive ways. My piece of advice for freshman year Reagan would be that I need to be the Reagan that I grew up as. Just continue to grow spiritually, but also just know that God created me the way that I am, and that's not a bad thing. So just have confidence and get out of your room. You need to go meet people. You need to be involved in things, and you're an extrovert, so you actually need that. Also, you cannot study alone, no matter how hard you try. So just get your cup filled before you attack all your things that you need to do, and just love on YU as much as YU has loved on you. So that's it. Thanks.
Hey, YU. I'm Maya Colley, and I'm a 2025 candidate for your homecoming queen. I believe that YU has had a big impact on shaping who I've become. Spiritually, YU has given me opportunities to grow in my faith, and I love that I'm able to connect what I believe in to my everyday life, whether that's in chapel, devos, my classes, or being around like-minded people. I'm so grateful to be surrounded by a community that pushes me to be better academically, athletically, spiritually, and socially. I think that being at YU has helped me grow into the person that I want to be. One piece of advice I give my former self when starting college is that it is the perfect time to try new opportunities, whether it's meeting someone new, joining a club, going on a trip, or trying a new sport. Those experiences really shape who you become, and the best moments that I've had in college have been from taking on new opportunities.
Hey, YU. My name is Sierra Dringman, and I am your senior candidate for the 2025 Homecoming Queen. York has positively shaped my character by giving me opportunities to get involved. The roles I have stepped into taught me how to be a leader and trust myself. I can say the people here are truly what shaped me into the person I am today. The staff, faculty, and friends I've met here have put their trust in me with a lot of things, and this built a lot of confidence in myself. One piece of advice I would give my former self when starting college is to start a diary and call your family more. The more you write in your diary, the more you remember, because every time you go home, you don't remember all of the stories that you want to tell your loved ones.
One, two, three!
Who are you? I'm Katie Taylor, and I am a senior candidate for your 2025 homecoming. YU has positively shaped my character in more ways than one by giving me a Christian foundation in everything that I do in sports and academics. And as a softball player and socially, I've gotten to build so many genuine relationships and lead with compassion in everything that I do, which wouldn't have been possible without YU. One piece of advice that I would give my former self when starting college is that it's okay to not have everything figured out, and it's okay to make mistakes, and you don't have to be perfect. The most amount of growth happens when you're outside of your comfort zone, and just let the experiences shape who you are. Thank you.
How are you? My name is Jane Bensky. I'm your 2025 candidate for Homecoming King. In what ways has YU positively impacted me? It's let me get out of my comfort zone, really like get to know a lot of people, and it's really let me grow my relationship with Christ. What would I tell my freshman self? Really, I just tell him to get out of his comfort zone, go to all the activities you can. You're gonna meet a lot of new people here, and they're really great. Go YU.
What's up, YU? I'm Dayton Frazier. I'm a 2025 senior candidate for Homecoming King. In what ways has YU positively shaped my character, spiritual, academic, so far? Well, the first thing I gotta say is just how much I love y'all. This place, I've said it, just has a special place in my heart because y'all just been so amazing, so special. Y'all have given me so much love. I could not thank y'all enough for that. I'm gonna tell y'all thank you right now. That's the biggest thing, you know. I say I found God here because I did literally learning the Bible in y'all every day. I couldn't thank y'all enough. Special people y'all are, you know, I could not thank y'all enough. Whether you are a senior or a freshman, what is one piece of advice you give your former self when starting college? Whether you are a senior, if I told you to like, if I told my former self just to follow God with all your mind, heart, and soul, I'd have been like, what? You know? So that's been the biggest growth I've learned is one, I'm telling y'all, seeing y'all every day. Helped me out so much. Y'all's heads high, positive, kind, has done so much to me.
Hey, YU, my name is Terrence Packer. I am your senior candidate for the 2025 Homecoming King. YU has shaped my character socially a lot. I've got out of my comfort zone a lot. I've met a lot of new and interesting people. I would say, you know, joining social clubs or just playing a sport really took me out of my comfort zone. And socially, I grew a lot in my character with that. I've learned how to adapt to people. I've learned how to respond to how people feel. I learned how to show empathy towards people's situations. And I don't think, you know, if I was at any other school, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Just because York is very personal and the people you meet become personal. The advice that I would give people in college, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, senior, junior, whatever, is just enjoy every moment, you know, of this time, because eventually everything ends. Everything must come to an end. That is definitely guaranteed. And so if you're not enjoying it, you know, every day, what are you doing it for? Why are you playing the sport that you love? Why are you studying the major that you're studying? You know, why are you talking to the people you talk to if you're not enjoying every moment of this? I think people really do lose sight of that, especially amidst all the schoolwork and all the stresses of balancing schoolwork with, you know, a job or schoolwork with a sport or all three combined. And I wouldn't want anybody to fall victim to that, because these college years are very precious. They only come to very few of us, and it would be a dishonor to people who didn't get this opportunity, you know, not to enjoy it. So just enjoy every moment you're here at York, meet new people, try to get out of your comfort zone, and just have fun.
Hey, YU, my name is Isaac Stark, and I'm a senior candidate for 2025 Homecoming King. What ways has YU positively shaped your character? YU has positively shaped all the components of my life. I've experienced an incredible amount of spiritual, academic, and social growth in my 4 years here at YU. YU became my home, and these people became my brothers and sisters. The friendships that this institution and campus have blessed me with will be cherished for a lifetime. Some advice I'd give my former self, starting college, is to be present, because no matter how much you look forward to tomorrow, you're always gonna wake up in the day. So take advantage of today, because it's the only today you got.
Take one. Okay, wait. Hey, YU, my name is Kitty Taylor. Okay. Hey, YU, my name is Kitty Taylor.
I'm sorry.
I gotta get to Walmart. I gotta go do some work, whatever. So I can't talk to y'all all day. I wish I could. I do like looking at myself in the camera a little bit, but yeah, I do that. I look a little chopped right now. So later.
Hi, YU. My name is Sean Smith, and I'm your junior representative for the 2025 Homecoming Court.
YU has helped shape the person I am today YU has helped.
Try 6 or 7.
Frolicking. In what ways has YU positively shaped me? It's shaped me in,
What's up, YU? I'm Dayton Frazier. I'm a senior candidate for 2025 Homecoming King Queen.
Later, alligator. That's a good one.